This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
All praise due to Allah and His praise and blessings and peace be upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and all the prophets and messengers and their followers until the day of judgment. I bear witness that Allah is the only one worthy of worship and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam His last and final messenger. Ayyuhal muslimun, ibadallah. Inna min a'zami ni'amillahi ala ibadihi an hayya lahum asbab al-fawz bimardati. One of the great blessings of Allah upon us that He always gives us opportunities, one after another, to achieve success in this life and next, and to be able to come closer to Him, and to achieve paradise easily, and to, you know, cleanse ourselves from our sins. And that's one of the ways that He makes these offers, by giving us opportunities and special days, special months, special occasions, which is we should take full advantage of it. روى الطبراني من حديث محمد بن مسلمة الأنصاري أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن لربكم عز وجل في أيام دهركم نفحات فتعرضوا لها. That النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said, your Lord have chosen certain days, certain occasions, okay, certain events, that there is so much blessings in it, so much forgiveness, breaks, opportunities. So make sure that you take advantage of them. لعل أحدكم أن تصيبه منها نفحة لا يشقى بعدها أبدا. You don't know. You might in one of these days, one of these occasions, one of these events, you will be accepted and you will be forgiven completely and you will be saved and blessed for the rest of your life. This hadith reported by Tabarani and Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah said it's hasan, it's sound or acceptable. And one of these, you know, opportunities, one of these special days is the month that we just started, the month of Sha'ban, the month of Sha'ban. Today is the first Friday in the month of Sha'ban. And this month is a month that prepare us for Ramadan, a month that is special in itself, a month that known as Shahrul Qurra, the month of the recitation. It's a month where the deeds are elevated and presented, the deeds of the human beings are in records and presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And look at the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when the month of Sha'ban started. تقول عائشة رضي الله عنها يقول أسامة بن زيد قال قلت يا رسول الله لم أرك تصوم شهرا من الشهور ما تصوم من شهر شعبان. يا رسول الله, I've been watching you and I haven't seen you fasting as many volunteer days as much as you fast during the month of Sha'ban. And you know fasting is something personal. يعني الصوم لا يعلمه إلا الله. Fasting is between you and Allah. But because the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was so consistent, what became something noticeable by the companion that he fasted a lot of the days of the month of Sha'ban. Then he said, what is this for? فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ذلك شهر يغفل الناس عنه بين رجب ورمضان. This is a month with a lot of people don't pay attention to it. Between Rajab, which is a lot of people pay attention to Rajab, and Ramadan, obviously. It's a month where the deeds of the servants of Allah, the deeds of the people, will be presented before رب العالمين, the Lord of the world. وَأُحِبُّ أَنْ يُرْفَعَ عَمَلِي فَأُحِبُّ أَنْ يُرْفَعَ عَمَلِي وَأَنَا صَائِمٌ. I would like my deeds to be presented before Allah while I'm fasting. While I am fasting. And, you know, in this khutbah, I would like to mention several points related to this month to encourage all of us to pay attention to it before Ramadan comes. And in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said, it's a month that a lot of people don't pay attention to it because all our concentration going towards Ramadan. So we forget about Sha'ban. You know, even Sha'ban becomes the month of a lot of people go buy stuff and, you know, always the plan is for Ramadan. So Sha'ban kind of, you know, nobody really pay much attention to it. And there is a consistent theme in Islam, in Sharia, in the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's ahadith, and in our religion, that any time people kind of not paying attention to Allah, distracted from the worship of Allah, that's an excellent opportunity for you to worship Allah. And it became a very special reward for that. You need, for instance, look at this hadith. Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu said, three people, Allah loves them. And three people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislike them and distance them. أَمَّا الثَّلَاثَةُ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّهُمُ اللَّهُ. As for the three that Allah loves them the most. فَرَجُلٌ أَتَى قَوْمًا فَسَأَلَهُمْ بِاللَّهِ وَلَمْ يَسْأَلْهُمْ بِقَرَابَةٍ بَيْنَهُمْ فَمَنَعُوهُ. فَتَخَلَّفَ رَجُلٌ بِأَعْقَابِهِمْ فَأَعْطَاهُ سِرًّا لَا يَعْلَمُ بِعَطِيَّتِهِ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. A man approached people, group people, and he said, I need your help. Help me. And he said, I'm not related to you. I'm not asking you by anything other than Allah. Otherwise, there is no any connection, no benefits, nothing. No relationship. I'm just asking you by Allah to help me. None of them offered help. And after he was left disappointed, one person reached out to him, catch up with him, and he said, I will help you. No one seen this man. When everybody else neglected, didn't care about the man, this one man from the whole entire village came and helped him and offered him help. Such man is loved the most by Allah. Then he said, another person, the second one, وَقَوْمٌ سَارُوا لَيْلَتَهُمْ حَتَّى إِذَا كَانَ النَّوْمُ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِمْ مِمَّا يَعْدِلُ بِهِ فَنَزَلُوا فَوَضَعُوا رُؤُوسَهُمْ فَقَامَ أَحَدُهُمْ يَتَمَلَّقُنِي وَيَتْلُوا آيَاتِي. And people traveling, and it was very, they were very exhausted. The moment, you know, they hit the sack, they just fall asleep straight. So tired. Except one person. He did not sleep. Even though he's so tired like them. When everybody sleep, he stood up. He doesn't want that everybody sleep. He, at least one of us praying. And he was praying in the night. No one have seen him. No one have noticed him except Allah. He did this while people are not paying attention to that prayer at that time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, he stood up reciting my verses and seeking my help. And the third one, people who are in the army, in the fight, and they met the enemy, they were defeated, and they were retreated, except one person stood up with an open chest, fighting to protect, you know, his people or his fellow soldiers, and he fought until he died. He decided that he will fight until he died, or victory will come. That's someone also loved a lot by Allah. If you look at the three things, that the common factor between these three people, that they have committed themselves when other people don't. They've committed themselves to do something, other people not doing it. When you stand up for something when other people not willing to do it, either distracted, don't see the intent, the importance of it. That's why the month of Sha'ban became a very special occasion, because a lot of people don't pay attention to it. That's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in another hadith also said that worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a time of fitan, when people distracted, when people consumed by materialism, consumed by this worldly life, 100%. But there is still a group of people holding into the religion, holding into the sunnah, the way of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said, like as if you hold in the charcoal. He said, those people, the reward, like 50 of you. They said, of us, the companions, all of them. He said, of you, the companions. Can you imagine the ajr that of the companions, like Abu Bakr and Umar, how much reward they get? He said, double that 50 times for those who comes in the end of the days. Why? Again, because it's a time, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, because you have helpers, you have me, you have a lot of good people around you, but those people in the end of the days don't have that support. That's why they deserve, people are distracted, people don't care about religion. That's why their reward is high. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بدأ الإسلام غريبا وسيعود غريبا فطوبى للغرباء الذين يصلحون ما أفسد الناس. Those who come in the end of the day and they sound stranger. It's a strange for someone still holding into these values that we always heard of the importance of it. You know, being moral, being decent. You know, unfortunately the bar is so low today when it comes to what decency is. And those who hold into their high bar and this high standard are few. Those people, the reward is high. And that's why it is so important during this month to remember this. This is a month where people are not paying attention much to the ibadah. So take care of that by increasing your act of worship. Such what? Make sure that you pray Fajr in congregation or when Isha. And as many as salawat. Make sure that you pray a little bit, maybe extra two rak'ahs in the night prayer. If you're witr in a regular month, three rak'ahs, make them five during the month of Sha'ban. Increase your, you know, maybe recitation of the Quran. Increase your sadaqah during the month of Sha'ban. Why also it's important to care for this? Because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, تُرْفَعُ فِيهِ الْأَعْمَالُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. The deeds will be presented before Allah during this month. And why fasting? Because fasting takes a long time, take most of the day. So while these deeds presented before Allah, it presents while you are actually engaging in ibadah. If it's salah, it's a short period of time. But while you're engaging in the ibadah, the deeds presented in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in daily basis, in a weekly basis, in a yearly basis. Every year, all the deeds are presented before Allah in the month of Sha'ban. And siyam, fasting, in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, nothing similar to it. Fasting, the reward of it, nothing similar to it, is the most rewarding thing. So you increase your chance for being distanced from hellfire and rewarded by paradise if you increase your fast. Also, this is a month where so much forgiveness is given before the month of Ramadan. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in the mid of Sha'ban, Allah forgive so many people except those al-mutashahineen, except those who have animosity towards each other, animosity over worldly matters. You know, just because he didn't treat me nice, he did this, he didn't give me all my money. And there is like, you know, he's just not being nice person to me. All this like worldly matters that just make you, you know, filled with rage and anger and all negativity and hatred. You know, it's a month where you cleanse your heart. Because the more your heart is clean, the more it is receptive to good qualities. Heart, as the Prophet ﷺ said, is like a container, like a cup. You fill the cup with sand, there is no place to put gems and rubies and beautiful things. Khalas, it's filled with sand, with rocks. Empty it so you have a space to beautify your heart. Empty your heart from hatred, from envy, for all these negative feelings towards others. So it will be open and willing to receive the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So also, it is month of Sha'ban, al-ulama said, it's like the two sunnah prayer before dhuhr. You know how we come to Salatul Dhuhr? You have two sunnah before Dhuhr. It prepare you for Dhuhr. Same thing. Fasting in Sha'ban and doing good in Sha'ban, it prepare you for Ramadan. So you can take full advantage of Ramadan. They say, Shahru Rajab, Shahru Zara. In Rajab, you plant the seed. Next month, Sha'ban, you water the seed. And in Ramadan, you collect. In Ramadan, you collect. So you will be able to enjoy Ramadan more if you start acting today. Don't wait until the announcement is Ramadan start. No, start from now, preparing yourself for it. So when Ramadan comes, you are very ready. Can by the Salaf, some of the Salaf used to, when Sha'ban comes, he will close his hanut, his grocery store. And he will said, in Sha'ban, I only dedicated the whole month for preparing myself for Ramadan, reading and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of them used to make so many khatm al-Qur'an in Sha'ban. That's why they call it the month of recitation, month al-Qurra. So one of the most important thing to keep in mind is to keep that as, always remember, this is the month that would prepare you for Ramadan. If you do good now, you'll see good tomorrow. لِأَنَّ اللَّهِ يَعْطِيكَ عَلَى الْحَسَنَ حَسَنًا. Allah reward you for good, another goodness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who took advantage of Sha'ban and Ramadan and accept from us all our deeds. أَقُولُ مَا سَمَيْتُ مَا أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي لَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُ الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وبعد. As I said earlier, one of the most important thing to do, أنك لابد تنقي قلبك وتطهر قلبك قبل أن يدخل هذا الشهر الكريم شهر رمضان. إن في ذلك لذكرى لمن كان له قلب أو ألقى السمع وهو شهيد. يعني قلب سليم, قلب مفعم بالإيمان بالتقوى بالخوف من الله. One of the most important thing to make sure that your heart is purified, your heart filled with love for God, respect, honoring, trusting, turning. Do you want to know if your heart is really connected to Allah or not? You can say as much as you want, oh, my heart is connected to God, I love God, I do this. You can say as much as you say. I'll tell you one thing shows the truth. Watch your tongue. Watch your thoughts. What's the thing that you most think about and you talk about the most? That reflects what's in your heart. Is it really Allah? Is it really the Day of Judgment? Is it really the purpose of your existence and where are you going? That's how you will find out. So make sure that you watch. Because the heart is the foundation for everything else. Also, increase your fasting, as we said. And when fast the month of Sha'ban, the ulama rahimahullah have a debate because there are several ahadith. Let me just give you the summary of this issue of debate between the Muslim jurors. If you fast on a regular basis, every Thursday, every Monday, you fast these days, even if the last day of Sha'ban happened to be Thursday, you still fast. But if you're not in the habit of that, you should not fast. It's haram to fast the day before Ramadan. The day before Ramadan, 2 days before Ramadan, you don't fast them. But the intention is some people fast the day or before Ramadan just to be in the safe side. That's not allowed. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Man sama yawm ash-shak faqad asa Abul Qasim." If you fast the days of doubt, oh, tomorrow Ramadan, tomorrow the end of Sha'ban, you have disobeyed the Prophet because you only fast if you are sure it is Ramadan. Also, the ulama said, if somebody not in the habit of fasting Sha'ban, it's not recommended to fast after the 15th. Unless you're going to start this habit this year, khalas, you can fast. But 2 days before Ramadan, you stop. Why? Because the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, إِذَا انْتَصَفَ Sha'ban فَلَا تَصُومُ. When Sha'ban, half of Sha'ban comes, don't fast. It's not recommended. But it's highly recommended to fast the first 15 days of Sha'ban. Also, one of the things that's important to say here, as a thing, increase your nafila, your volunteer prayer, your duha prayer, your night prayers, increase your Quran. You know, كان المسلمون إذا دخل شعبان أكبوا على المصاحف. وكان سلم بن كهيل يقول يقال لشهر شعبان شهر القراء. The Muslim used to focus on reading Quran, increasing reading Quran, making ختم القرآن إلى آخر. One of the things also it's important, if you have a personal pandana or problem with someone, forgive that person. You remember the hadith, Allah forgive everybody except the mutashahineen, those people who there is hatred and animosity between. Just forgive it. Remember what I said before. I don't know if you remember that. I said, weak people cannot forgive. Strong people forgive. Let go. By the way, when you let go, you don't set the person free. You set your heart free. But when you don't let things go, you just chain yourself with a chain filled, made of negativity and hatred and frustration. Just break that chain and set your heart free. Let that go. Forgive and forget. And I always say, if you can't do both, too hard for you, do both, do one of them. It's enough. And one other thing also, get connected to your family. Silatul Arham, one of the best things, especially your parents, your relatives, and so forth. Finally, remember what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And repentance, it means that commitment to change your lifestyle, to be a lifestyle according to what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this month a blessed month for us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the opportunity to live until we witness the month of Ramadan and we took full advantage of it. Allahumma ighfir lana wa liwalidina. Allahumma ighfir lana wa liwalidina. May Allah forgive us and our parents and our children and protect us and our family. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us and bless our wealth, our family, our health, our country. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose the best of leader to lead us here and to lead the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala an yusliha wa yuffiq wa yahdi kulla man tawalla al-muslimin amra. Allahumma inni as'aluka hadha al-jalal wa al-ikram. Allahumma inni as'aluka an tansur ikhwana al-mustada'afina fi Filistin wa fi Gaza ya hadha al-jalal wa al-ikram. Allahumma ansurhum 'ala man 'adahum wa zalamahum waj'al da'irat as-saw'i 'ala man zalamahum wa khadhalahum ya hadha al-jalal wa al-ikram. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ya hayyu ya qayyum an tu'amina rawatihim wa an tansurahum 'ala man 'adahum. Allahumma naffis kurbatahum. Allahumma naffis kurbatahum. Allahumma 'ajjil lahum bi nasrika alladhi wa'adta 'ibadaka al-mustada'afina al-mu'minin. Allahumma inna نسألك يا حي يا قيوم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا أرحم الراحمين أن ترحم ضعفهم وأن تجبر كسرهم وأن تنفس كربهم وأن تجمع شملهم وأن تولي عليهم خيارهم وأن تبعد عنهم شرارهم وأن تجعل دائرة السوء على من ظلمهم واعتدى عليهم وأن تشغل أعداءهم بأنفسهم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give strength to our brothers and sisters in Palestine and Gaza to fight this occupied and to be stay strong and to free their land. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the transgressors, to defeat the transgressors, to stop the abuse and to help those innocent men and women who have been abused in that part of the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his might, with his strength to give a strength to those people who are been displaced, those people who have no one to give them victory or help. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have his mercy on the elders, the children, the families. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to soften the heart of the leaders of the world to stand up for justice and to implement justice there and everywhere. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our sin. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Wa qumu lis-salati yarhamukumullah.